Dr. Paul McLennan is here from UAB. Welcome.
Thank you.
To update us on where they are a year into this project.
Well, the study I'm going to propose is unrelated to our INSIGHT projects. We're behind, I guess, due to IRB and other holdups, but those studies are ongoing. The study is what we put forth in the abstract request, and it's a very interesting, by the way, for background, I'm an epidemiologist. I am an assistant professor in the Department of Surgery at UAB. I have a background in occupational epidemiology, cancer epidemiology, injury epidemiology, and now ophthalmic epidemiology. The title of our project is Medical Record Validation of Self-Reported Eye Care Utilization in Older African Americans and Caucasians. I have no disclosures to make. This research was carried out in the Clinical Research Unit, which is located in the Calhan Eye Hospital, home of the Department of Ophthalmology and within the UAB School of Medicine. Early detection and treatment of eye diseases and refractive error benefits eye health and quality of life. Previous research has reported health disparities by racial groups receiving routine comprehensive eye care. Delays in detection and treatment may contribute to higher rates of eye diseases and vision impairment observed among African Americans. National estimates of eye care utilization are based largely on self-report. The two large general population surveys are the BRFSS, Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, and the National Health Interview Survey. Little is known about the validity of self-report of eye diseases and eye care utilization. Concordance of self-report and medical records has been shown to vary by chronic condition. This question of self-report and validation of medical record has been asked a number of times for a number of diseases over decades. Lack of agreement is likely a function of many patient and provider factors. You might think of a patient factor as being poor health literacy, a provider factor being missing information in medical records. The participants in this subject were participants in an ongoing prospective cohort study, Older Drivers and Evidence Bases for Licensure Standards. This is a five-year study with 3 years of follow-up. Participants were brought in at baseline, and measures of health, mental health status, pre-existing conditions, current medications, etc., were assessed at a baseline interview. In addition, we had the subjects complete the BRFSS Visual Impairment and Access Eye Care Module via interview. These subjects were older than 70 years or older. They resided in the greater Birmingham, Alabama area. They all had current Alabama driver's licenses. They were identified using data purchased from a direct marketing firm, which was linked to data from the Alabama Department of Public Safety. Participants were contacted by a letter and followed with a telephone contact for to gauge their interest in participation. As I said, inclusion was 70 years of age and older, current driver's license, driven in the last month, 3 months, and English speakers. Those excluded included residents of nursing homes or other institutions where comprehensive care was given or their excursions was controlled. There were 2,001 subjects enrolled over a two-year recruitment period. The BRFSS questions that we were interested in was first, when was the last time you had your eyes examined by any doctor or eye care provider? Those of you unfamiliar with the BRFSS and this question, the first response is within 1 month. The second is greater than 1 month, but less than a year. The third is within the past 2 years, that is greater than 1 year, less than 2 years. And finally, two or more years. Those who didn't know or never went to see an eye care provider or had their eyes examined answered questions 5 through 8. We're also interested in whether participants self-reported if they had been told by a doctor or other healthcare professional if they now have cataracts. One of the responses one of the things that they could answer was that they yes, but had them removed. We also asked about whether they had been told they had glaucoma, age-related macular degeneration, or if a doctor had ever told them they had diabetes that affected their eyes or that they had retinopathy with diabetes. Persons were asked to identify their eye care providers, and we requested permission to obtain their medical records. From their medical records, data abstracted included the date of their most recent eye exam, their eye exam provider type, whether or not their eye exam was dilated, and a diagnosis of cataract, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, AMD, and whether the person had a previous cataract surgery with intraocular lens insertion. To assess the agreement between self-report and medical record, we used Cohen's kappa statistic, which is sort of a standard analytical technique for agreement. We compared self-reported time since last exam to medical record-derived time since last exam, and self-reported of each of the four eye conditions that I previously mentioned. Kappa is a measure of rater agreement, which accounts for chance agreement. So the general interpretation, which is a qualitative categorization, ranges from poor, which would be less than zero. It can range from -1 to 1. So poor would be less than zero, slight 0 to 0.2, fair 0.2 to 0.4, moderate, substantial, and almost perfect 0.8 to 1. So as to our results, these subjects were, it was a very old cohort. The average age was 77. The median was near at 76. Ages ranged from 70 to a maximum of 98. I mentioned these are current drivers. Gender, we had 57% male, 44% female. Overwhelmingly, the participants were Caucasian, 82%. However, we had 17% African Americans, and only 9 other races or ethnicities. Participants self-reported their general health as being good or better 90%, very good or better 60%. Reporting pre-existing conditions of the 15 asked, or comorbidities, there was an average of 3.8, a median of 4, ranging from no comorbidities up to 11. A majority of the subjects reported medical conditions of arthritis and high blood pressure. A large proportion reported heart problems, hearing impairment, cancer, previous current, urinary problems, etc. Now listed on here is low blood pressure and kidney problems. Okay, as to the results. Now I should mention that those who answered that they didn't know when their last eye examination was, or never went for an eye examination, aren't included in this. In this table, the self-report is the middle four columns, and the medical record is the middle four rows, or the top four rows. And you can see those who self-reported going, having their eyes examined in the previous month, 62% had medical records that agreed with that self-report. Of those within 2 to 12 months, 81% had a medical record agree. However, for 1 to 2 years, those who reported 1 to 2 years for their last eye exam, 56% had a medical record that agreed. And greater than 2 years, 76% had a medical record that agreed. Should just getting lost. We because it's eye care utilization is often reported within the previous year, year to 2 years, or greater than 2 years. We collapse the 1 month and the 2 to 12 month categories together, which is often done when this data is published. Can I go back? Okay, thanks. I should have mentioned in the eye care utilization, the Kappa was 0.55, which is on the qualitative scale moderate. The weighted Kappa was 0.64, which again on the qualitative scale is substantial. It's appropriate to use the weighted Kappa with this type of data since it's ordinal. And so we collapsed those two, and we went on. So this is how the data is usually reported, less than a year, 1 to 2 years, and greater than 2 years. And that did not change the Kappa really at all. The weighted Kappa remained at 0.64, moderate agreement. As you can see, those who reported within 1 year, 87% had a medical record that agreed, and et cetera. Okay, when we asked about eye diseases, first looking at cataract, the top is self-report and to the left is medical record. Of patients reporting that they currently or previously had a diagnosis of cataract, 98% agreement with their medical record. However, those patients reporting no cataract only had a 15% agreement with their medical record. The overall Kappa was slight, 0.18. For this, it's appropriate just to use a simple Kappa. So you can see overall, we had about 80% of our patients report a cataract. However, the medical record suggested that 95% of the patients had cataract. For glaucoma, we had a better agreement, near substantial, 86% with medical record support, 90% for no. However, 11% self-reported glaucoma and 18% suggested medical record suggested. For AMD, the Kappa was lower, 0.4, still moderate. Since I only have 2 minutes, I won't talk. The agreement was fairly high, but you can see if you look at the margins, self-report about 8% reported AMD, and medical record again suggests about 18%. For diabetic retinopathy, moderate agreement. Only 60% of those self-reporting diabetic retinopathy had information on their medical record that supported it. We looked at Caucasians and African Americans, comparing their Kappa agreement using a chi-square test of equality. We looked at the last eye examination and found that they weren't significantly different. For self-reported eye diseases, the p-values all were greater than 0.05. Other than for AMD, which was significantly different between African Americans and Caucasians. So in summary, agreement between self-reported eye care utilization and medical records was moderate. Agreement between self-report for eye diseases and medical records varied by disease, with cataract having the lowest agreement, glaucoma the highest. Agreement for eye care utilization was non-differential by all the demographic, educational, and general health characteristics we looked at. The study was strengthened by a large population-based examination. The persons abstracting the charts masked to the BRFSS response. We had a tremendous sort of response to medical records. Just under 95% of participants, we got medical records from either an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. In case you were wondering, 62% of the records came from ophthalmologists, 38% came from optometrists. Limitations include that only licensed drivers were included in the sample, estimates suggesting that 90% of older adults are licensed drivers. The sample did not include a diverse ethnic or racial composition. The implications, this is taken from a document on the CDC website. And real quickly, the colored states are ones that participate in the visual module of the BRFSS. And you can see Alabama, the state where these folks came from, is in the gray, which is the lowest quartile, ranging from 6.8 to 8.1% prevalence. Sorry, this is for AMD, those 65 and older. So our self-reported AMD amongst this group, if you recall, was 8.4%. So that sort of falls in line with what's being published. But again, remembering the margins, the medical records sort of indicated that 18% of those folks had AMD. So the implications are that national estimates that are based on self-report are underestimating eye disease and eye care utilization in this population of 70 years and older. Future research would investigate associations in other populations, for example, younger populations, and those that were more ethnically diverse.